This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast from WFYI in Indianapolis. I'm Adam Gross, here with co-hosts Melissa Davis and Charlene Birdsong. We're listening to an encore episode this week that originally aired back in June of 2021. It was a Juneteenth celebration full of music and conversations with Black artists from around Indianapolis. Coming up, Charlene has our top five from Indianapolis musician Oreo Jones and his top five driving songs. Then we'll check in with indie-based rapper Diop and find out all about his latest music. We'll also listen to clips from our weekly local music playlist. To hear the full unabridged version of the show, you can join us Saturday and Monday nights at 9 on 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis or at wfyi.org/listen. You can also hear some of the full songs featured on this show on our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost. Up first, let's take a listen into my interview with indie-based artist Diop. We spoke back in 2021 in advance of his then-upcoming album, The Last Juice. But before we get to that, here's his song, The Way That You.
Follow my heart to the end. Taught me to love and to live. Giving you everything, anything. Till there's no more I can give. Forever your soldier, I'll ride for you. Overseas, I'll fly for you. If need be, I'll die for you. Light up all of the skies for you. Unity flowing so fluently. You and me chasing eternity. The vibe that we feeling is certainty. Progress and work, so just work with me. She know that I love her, she know I'm coming. We working on healing eternally. Thinking and sharing and vibing and feeling. We building a bond. So
last summer, I believe it was in July, I put out Unfinished Far From Perfect, and that was my second self-produced project, so that was the follow-up to Still Shining. I do like a lot of the songwriting because I just, you know, where I'm at now, I have a confidence in my ability, but one of the things that I found myself even thinking through is the messaging, and the messaging is pretty much, you know, tied to my core concepts: community empowerment, self-determination, grit, entrepreneurship, community building. So those principles will always be in my music, but sometimes the way in which I express them can feel old, nothing new. Now, it's different when a listener receives it, because they receive it and they may extremely enjoy it. But in terms of me and measuring my own growth, I'm always trying to look at new ways to present concepts that I think are still new to a lot of people, because we're in the midst of a paradigm shift. So it's even more important now. But it's like I've been saying this for a while now. So trying to recreate that newness for myself to continue to deliver a message, I think, is important, and maybe even more important now where the state of the world is at.
The pandemic forced a lot of artists to reevaluate the way they present their music and the value of their art. Diop shared his perspective on how artists can redefine value in the post-pandemic world.
So, you know, a lot of people have been caught in the idea of breadth over depth. So if you think about that, the average money you can make per stream, we can find that in a pond downtown. So if I just think about that, so then people are trying to rush to increase the amount of eyeballs, the amount of clicks, the amount of plays, and not even realizing they've accepted a version of value for their art. And it's then dictating the way in which they see the world and the way they treat the world. So I think right now, one of the most important things artists can do, and not just artists, people in general, but for artists, is to have a conversation with your art and with other artists and with community about redefining value. And for me, I think the power lies in having deep relationships. It should no longer be a one-sided conversation where I put some music out, someone consumes it, and that's the totality of the interchange. Now, who is listening to my music? Why are they listening to my music? What is it inspiring them to do? How can we co-create the artistic realm and the implementation of those visions that they hold dear in the physical realm? So I think artists have to spend more time using their art to redefine value for their art. And for me, that's just about depth over breadth, relationships of reciprocity. So the more I continue, of course, I'll put my music out on all the major platforms, but I'm not trying to spend any more time on gobbling up as much of the market share or as much of the market as I can get. No, I'm trying to connect with people who have a specific calling and worldview and a specific desired future state. My soundtrack is to empower them, and their moves empowers my soundtrack because I can feed off of what they do. And it inspires me creatively. That's the type of conversations that we need to have. And that's a different type of value, because then you and that group of people can then decide what the value is of that art and what the value it holds, which is way different than a market determining what the value should be.
Where can people listen to your music and keep up with you online?
Yeah, so Diop, spelled D-I-O-P. I'm on all platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal. And I also have a Bandcamp, and that's D-I-O-O-O-P, so four O's. But yeah, if you look up my name and type in any of my releases, Still Shining, New Mistakes, or Unfinished, Far From Perfect, it'll pull up all my songs, and just take some time to get familiar with my catalog and reach out to me. I'm definitely interested in connecting with listeners to find out how it impacts you, and also what you're working on and what your creative endeavors are as well.
Thanks, Diop, for chatting with me and sharing your music with us. We're going to take a quick break. Coming up in just a moment, we listen into a top five songs from indie artist Oreo Jones. This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast. Charlene has our top five for this week from a musician who's part of the supergroup Bless.
Yeah, this week I caught up with my friend Oreo Jones to ask him about his top five favorite songs, and he has a great playlist coming up for us. But before we hear that, let's listen to some of Oreo's music. This is Michael Raintree with the song Sunkiss. This is Charlene Birdsong here with Adam Gross and Melissa Davis on Small Studio Signal Boost. We just heard a song from Oreo Jones, and now he has a top five to share with us. I'll let him introduce himself.
What's up, everybody? I'm Oreo Jones. I'm a musician here in the city. An artist that kind of focuses on hip-hop culture, and some of the projects that I am involved with are my solo stuff. I'm in a band called White Moms with Charlene Birdsong and Co. and Dimitri Morris. I'm also in a new project called Bless, spelled 81355. So these top five favorite songs are kind of my flavor at the moment. I like to listen to the music a lot when I'm driving, which I don't really drive a lot, but when I do, I feel like I'm always tuned in on something, and I got to have a soundtrack to when I'm whipping around the city. So I think this is what the theme is, my top five when I drive. So these are not in any particular order. I love these songs all, you know, pretty much the same. And I've been like all over the place. My palette is pretty vast. But let's kick it off. I've been listening to Irma Thomas a lot. This song I picked, Irma Thomas, Anyone Who Knows What Love Is. The song was on this docuseries that I've been into lately called Exterminate All the Brutes. And it's pretty much just a scope on colonialism in the early Americas by this Haitian director, Raoul Peck. And it's a really daunting look at early migration and stuff in the Americas. But the song is really cool to me. That's really beautiful. Irma Thomas, Anyone Who Knows What Love Is. My next song, I'm going to go with Diana Ross, and specifically this disco song, Lovin', Livin', and Givin'. It's like a 7-minute song. I feel like it's like a proper disco song, to where disco songs are so long, but it's just really cool to me when I'm whipping around the city. Alright, this one is by Otis III, and it's called Time. And this was I discovered this song not too long ago. It's really beautiful. It's like a perfect springtime song. It's through like a kid's perspective, but it's like really beautiful. And it's, you know, talking about like the spring showers bring flowers, you know, and like going to Disneyland, and it's like real nostalgic and really beautiful. The next one, this is a local one. It's like one of my favorite releases. It came out in 2019 by artist Joseph, and it features Gray Gordon, another artist from Fort Wayne, and it's called Easy Enough. The album's called Reluctant, and it's very like synth wave. I hate always like having to throw it to like Blade Runner, because I feel like the substance of this album is way more deeper than that. The artist formerly known as Grizz goes by Joseph, one of my good friends. My last song is from Rahsaan Roland Kirk, who is a jazz artist from Columbus, Ohio, I believe. And I discovered him through Judas and the Black Messiah soundtrack. He was a multi-instrumentalist. He played like alto saxophone and xylophone and all kinds of stuff. This song, he's actually playing two saxophones at once. And he actually passed away after a show in Bloomington in the 70s from a stroke, which is pretty far out. But this song is like a very beautiful song to me. It's called The Inflated Tear, and make sure it's the live version.
Charlene, for that top five from Oreo Jones. Now let's listen to some clips from our weekly local music playlist. To hear the full songs, tune in Saturday and Monday nights at 9 to 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis, or listen from anywhere, wfyi.org/listen, or check out our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost.
First, let's listen to an excerpt from Native Son's live album, Legalize Being Black. This is Native Son with Nap Time and Believe on Small Studio Signal Boost.
I came up on the north side, 79th. until things went south, we had to move twice. Off of Michigan Road, that's where the story unfolded. The winter's the coldest, New Year's and Valentine's were the worst. Extended Indiana winters till like March 21st, a second. I was accepted straight out of Cali, repping Salinas Valley. Back in the 90s, Indy used to let the Klan rally. Downtown in a circle, there's degrees to hate. 360 of them boys back in your face. Look, I don't ever dumb it down. I break it down to smaller pieces. It's easier to digest. The reason for my thesis, the legions of doom try to make us into buffoons when all we need is room to break up out of this cocoon. To whom much is given, y'all know the rest, man. I see what's best for the greater good, leave us less than. I feel the pressure, the greatest would success to be understood. Congressional battle tested, hood is so manifested, it's destiny that aggressive.
This has been Small Studio Signal Boost. Adam Gross edited our show and composed our theme. The show was produced by Charlene Birdsong, Adam Gross, and me, Melissa Davis. You can check out the show's Spotify playlist by searching Small Studio Signal Boost. And if you'd like to submit your music to get played on the show, just visit wfyi.org/local-frequency. We'll be back next Saturday night with a brand new show. Stay here for Alt Latino and All Songs Considered coming up next. We've come to our last song of the night. This is Mr. Kinetic with Don't Go on Small Studio Signal Boost. Have a great Juneteenth evening.